Joining us live in the virtual studio, our senior women's players, Eleni Zobris and Ariane McLeod. Hello and welcome.
Hello, how's it going?
We're doing very well. Thanks for joining us on, on Avenger Radio and in the virtual studio. Got muddled there, but we're excited to have you on. And we're excited to be back in action this weekend. Of course, football is back. Eleni, how pumped are you?
Need to get back on the pitch and get outside, really. I think getting used to the lockdowns now, but eager to get back into it and see all the girls as well. It's been hard doing everything virtually in life.
Is it a bit of a weird thing that we've sort of got used to having to deal with lockdowns, you know, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, 2 weeks on?
Yeah, I think it's hard for fitness as well. So I've been trying to do some running, but it's turned into walking, but still trying to keep up the fitness somewhat. And then hopefully we'll be back at it Sunday and good to go.
Just as well the lockdown's ending, because I think I was about to turn to crawling after went on for any more weeks. But Eleni, you joined mid-season. Tell us about how you came to the club and how you found it so far.
So far it's been amazing. How I came to the club is pretty much thanks to Ariane, I guess. I played with Ariane a few years ago. At Essendon Royals, and I wasn't playing due to work commitments, and funnily enough I was changing jobs, and the girls had a few injuries unluckily, so needed some players, and I spoke with her and was like, this is kismet timing, I guess, and was keen to get back on board. I was going to play not last year, the year prior, given last year was at the club, but I ended up playing at a different club, and then since then found that should have stayed at Avondale. So it's been really good. Girls are super welcoming. Environment's amazing.
Fantastic. Great to hear. Sorry to cut you off, Josh. I think it is my notoriously famous home internet connection is just chiming in there. So my apologies to everyone if I cut anyone off or if there's any awkward pauses. Eleni, tell us a little bit about your playing style as well. We mentioned that this is your first half season at the club. Didn't take long for you to make an impact. You scored in your first game for Avondale against Point Cook, and then 2 weeks later you also scored the winner against Caroline Springs George Cross.
Yeah, I think it's been easy to gel with the girls. Like, I've played with a few of the girls as well, and then some of them, like, it's just the chemistry is just there, so it's been super easy to just mix in with everyone. It's just different positions, so still getting used to it. I think essentially trying to fill in the injury spots. So I've played a bit of everywhere, but just trying to make an impact where I can, hopefully, and been a few lucky with some of the goals, but probably enjoy more the assists of it, hopefully. And yeah, the development side of things for the girls at the club too.
Ariane, let's hear your side of the story then. How did you convince Eleni to join, and why was she top of your transfer shortlist?
Oh, just a quality player all around. Can definitely put the ball in the back of the net as well. So we definitely needed a bit of that on the side, I think. I sent her a text. It was probably like 8 o'clock, and I was like, come down if you're interested, put your boots on Tuesday night. And then, yeah, I think it was good timing for Eleni to get back to me. And yeah, it just happened from there. That was good.
Nice one. So for people who haven't seen Eleni play, she's a bit of a technical playmaker type midfielder. Is that a good read on it?
I think she prefers to be, but I think if I can get a good ball onto her, and she'll finish it nine and a half times out of 10. So I reckon she's pretty good either way, but yeah.
Push her further forward. You've been playing a few different positions, Eleni, up front, on the wings, centre midfield. Where have you been finding yourself this season?
Bit of everywhere. I think we did I did a bit of centre back in our last game as well. So that was taking me back to under 10s when I was the same height as everyone, but I'm a bit on the shorter side now. So I ventured out of centre back, but essentially anyway, I'm just happy to be on the pitch again. Like, after last year, I realised how much I missed it, and yeah, put me anywhere, I'll play.
Ariane, we're about halfway through the season now. What are your thoughts on where we sit at the moment and the season so far? We're currently in fourth place. We've got 7 wins, 1 draw and 2 losses. What have you thought of the season so far?
It's definitely been a tough one. With the lockdowns, it definitely throws a bit of a spanner in the works, as everyone knows. But I think with a few good sessions and bringing the girls back together, hopefully we can get some sort of chemistry going on, and hopefully we can pull a few wins out as well. Definitely hope we don't get any more losses, but obviously soccer is soccer, so you never know. But yeah, hopefully we can put the hard yards in and pull it through for the rest of the year. But yeah.
How is this year compared to, not last year, but 2019? Obviously, we've gone up a division. What have you found the most challenging, or what do you think has been the most challenging for the team?
There's definitely some real...
With Sam before, we're not too sure what's going on with the catch-up rounds. We missed a game against Ballarat SC. That would have been a huge one there in second. We still have to play Altona, who are above us as well. Are you still optimistic that we can climb up the table?
I reckon, yeah. Always keep optimistic. Yeah, but like I said, we just need to put some hard yards in and get the girls together and see what we can do on the park.
Eleni, what do you think as well? What do you think is going to be the key for us finishing off the season as strongly as possible heading into the second half?
I think essentially, like, well, as mentioned, as long as everyone's committing and coming to training and we can get that chemistry back together and everyone's fitness levels back up, I'm not too worried about the two other teams. I'm confident in the girls and I feel that we can climb back up. It's just more making sure everyone's there and ready to essentially play.
Fantastic. Our last game, we won't talk about it too much. It was a tough one coming up against North Geelong Warriors. We lost 5-0, unfortunately. Scoreline is a bit deceptive, though. They are a very, very good side. They're undefeated. They sit on top of the table. What lessons, Eleni, do you think we can take away from that game against such a good team?
I think essentially, like, it was their team chemistry. Like, everyone played the ball really well. They moved the ball up and down the park, like, superbly and, like, using the wings. And if anything, just taking from that and seeing where we can improve and kind of adapt a different style of play to our game as well will help us down the track. But it was more their cohesion. Like, I think a lot of their girls have played together quite a few years and obviously have gelled well. But, yeah, we're a bit unlucky. I missed a few first half, might have changed the game. We had set pieces, three of the goals. So, but you got to give credit where it's due. Those girls have done very well this season, so... props to them.
Ariane, you've been battling a few injuries this season. How's the body feeling? And what about your junior coaching as well? How's that been going?
The injury is, I guess, not going too well. I have something called shin splints, which is basically, I guess, reduce load in order to heal it. So basically can't really do too much. But slowly getting better from that. In terms of coaching... we're yet to lose a game. We've drawn against George Cross 0-0. And this weekend we are up against the top of the ladder who has not lost a game at all, Roxburgh Park. So that'll be an interesting one. Hoping to get a couple of training sessions in before then so that we can give them a bit of a run for their money. But yeah, it's looking good so far.
Nice one.
How have you found, Ariane, that coaching helps you as a player? Obviously, it seems to help with your player recruitment, getting Eleni across the line to join the club. But how else does it impact you as a player?
I guess you look at the game from a completely different perspective and you're looking, I guess, on how you can improve everyone else, whereas playing is how I can improve myself. So you're looking at it from, I guess, a holistic view. And understanding how things work and how different positions, different if you put different players in different positions, you might influence a certain part of the match or something like that. So, yeah, you're looking at everything around, I guess, playing myself. Yeah.
The Olympics are on as well at the moment. Of course, before we came on air, I think we were all watching the Matildas game. They were taking on the USA. It was a nil-all draw. Have you guys been watching the Matildas as well?
I have. I'm not sure about Eleni.
No, I have, definitely. I'm watching all the games. Anything Olympics, I'll put it on. It's the only thing I'm watching lately.
Well, we'll start with the Matildas and then we'll broaden out to all the other sports. What have you made of the Matildas so far?
I think they were, yeah, it was a bit hard like today. But I think we're waiting on results from Japan and China now to qualify, which hopefully still will qualify. But yeah, it was, they were playing pretty defensive though, to be fair as well. But I think they're playing, they've changed the formation a bit as well with the new coach. So yeah, it's different to the usual Matildas we've been seeing, but seeing some of the younger girls today was good as well. Starting and playing most of the game, like Fowler. So it's exciting times for the next few years at least.
The player I feel sorry for is Ellie Carpenter, suddenly not being allowed to go forward anymore. Right centre back. It seems stifling. But, yeah, you know, a point will probably do it. I think everyone was getting out their calculators at the end of that game and trying to work out how many third-place teams qualify. But I think the two highest third-place teams qualify. So unless China or Zambia have an incredible win and turn around the goal difference, we should be through to the knockouts. Should be okay. But, yeah, it was a tough watch, that one. You know, it is hard when you have a new coach, though, and the whole formation changes and, you know, you're not quite sure about all the tactics and so forth. They haven't had much time to prepare. So, you know, it's always difficult. I mean, Ariane, would you spring a new formation on a team going into an Olympics? Probably not in your coaching experience.
Yeah, probably not. Probably sticking to what we know and yeah, what we play well at. But yeah.
Fair.
Lenny, you mentioned you've been watching everything to do with the Olympics. What's been your favourite non-footballing sport that draws your attention?
I was surprised to see the 3-on-3 basketball. That's been interesting, a bit different. I do love gymnastics, though. I think that's like the stuff they do is just so impressive.
Yeah, that's pretty high up on the list of things that I absolutely would not be able to do. You know, some of the sports you look at it, you go like table tennis, you go, you know, maybe I could do that, but gymnastics, definitely not.
I had the idea during the week, Branson, that we should just get an ordinary person to compete in every event just to show like the comparison between the elite athletes and what normal people can do. I feel like people more fully appreciate it, but I thought the was it slalom canoeing? Is that what it's called? Yeah. That was crazy today. I couldn't believe how like stressful and intense that was. That was so impressive.
Ducking and weaving everything. Like.
I had no idea what the rules were or anything, but I was still super into it. That's the great thing about the Olympics. Everyone suddenly becomes like armchair experts about sports they've never seen before until like 10 minutes ago. That's great.
Yep. Absolutely. Ariane, what about you? Have you been watching any other Olympic sports other than football?
I watched a bit of the skateboarding the other day. That was really interesting to see. I think that's the first time they've included it in an Olympics, so it was good to see.
Didn't like a 13-year-old win in that?
I'm not sure who won, but
yeah. Yeah, it was, yeah.
Young competitors, which is, yeah, it's good. A bit of the swimming as well. It was good to see Arnie bring home the gold the other day, so that was good. That's about it.
Big pride for all the Ariane's out there in the world.
Definitely. Yeah.
A few Zoom call delays here. That's all right.
Oh, sorry. There we go. Sorry. My bad, Josh. As I said before, I don't know what it is, but my internet connection is just not too good. Yeah, a bit spotty at the best of times.
One more week. We're back in the studio, Branson.
Yeah,
one more week.
That's it. I am trying. I'm not just sitting here in silence just waiting for nothing, you know, but that's all right. We will persevere. Ariane, Eleni, thanks very much for joining us on Avenger Radio tonight. We've got a big game this weekend, taking on the Maribyrnong Swifts on Sunday at 3 p.m. All the best in that one. Ariane, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to play with your injuries, but hopefully your big coaching clash against Roxburgh Park goes very well. And Eleni, all the best against Maribyrnong.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
In a good selection.